Freddie Gray died 1 year ago today from injuries suffered in police custody, setting off weeks of protest and unrest in Baltimore. Today, WIPR begins a series of reports, Baltimore a year after Freddie Gray, on what has happened in our city and state since then. We start with Fraser Smith, who reports that Baltimore and the name Freddie Gray may be bound together for years, but that there are other important names, like Ronald, Jay, Samira, and Nehemiah.
Shaken for weeks or months by Freddie Gray's death and the events that followed, Baltimore stumbled toward a response to the calamity. The city's opportunistic neighborhood organization, BUILD, met with Johns Hopkins University President Ron Daniels. At that meeting, Daniels' opening remarks were interrupted by Bishop Douglas Miles, President Emeritus of Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development. Rob English, the group's lead organizer, recalled Miles' question and President Daniels' answer.
So our question for you is, will you be our Nehemiah or not?
If stricken by the challenge, Daniels quickly composed himself.
And he looked up without question and said, I will be one.
The biblical Nehemiah led the reconstruction of Jerusalem. Bishop Miles and Bill were pressing Daniels to be such a figure in Baltimore. Even then, many Baltimoreans were looking for ways to join him. The Baltimore Symphony played two free special concerts only days after the one day of burning and looting. And recently, symphony players have given concerts at the Enoch Pratt Free Library Branch on North Avenue. The bass player Jonathan Jensen gave a quick lesson in what creates sound. He'd been eager for the opportunity.
All of us who were so appalled at what happened here want to do what we can to share what we have, what our gifts in the community, to create an atmosphere that's more positive, and especially with these kids.
Somewhat older Sandtown kids, meanwhile, were working on their own Nehemiah contributions. 18-year-old Samira Franklin says young people saw the Freddie Gray death as one of the horrible things that can happen and have happened. Young people were not surprised, she said. They know what's happened in so many other places. The uprising, she thought, had a purpose. Young people were not okay with what happened to Gray, she said.
It was time for us, our voices to be heard.
And she thought they were heard. The young people had achieved something in the streets. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake put $4.2 million in her budget for youth activities. Pleased with what she and her friends had accomplished, Samira was eager to say that Sandtown has its strength.
Sandtown is a very resilient neighborhood. Horrible things happen in this neighborhood, but great things happen also. We're going to have a big block party tomorrow with the No Boundaries Coalition. Sandtown is alive and well.
Samira joined the BUILD organization in questioning Mayor Rawlings Blake's recent decision to cut the youth programs. BUILD's English says the organization has had no explanation from the mayor for her decision. He expressed consternation about such an almost provocative decision.
Sure, the BUILD organization and the city wants a balanced budget, but not on the backs of our children.
BUILD's strategy calls for getting firm commitments and following up on them. The new police commissioner, Kevin Davis, has made some and kept them all, English said. Another Nehemiah, to be sure, but there's a long way to go. President Daniels, too, kept his promise to recruit partners. T. Rowe Price got on the team along with Under Armour and the law firm DLA Piper. Some 25 companies in all joined the Nehemiah Project. Recovery from the disinvestment ills of Baltimore, English said, is likely to be a multi-generational effort.
This city didn't come to the crisis overnight.
Recovery will require all the Rons and Jonathans and Samiras and Nehemiahs. I'm Fraser Smith reporting for 88.1 WYPR.